This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the third full week of middle spring, the second week of the swarming termite moon, and the final week of the sun in Aries. Keeping a notebook of what happens every day in the small world around me, I often think about the cyclical quality of events in nature. The repeating quality of the sky and the landscape is something similar to what sociologist Charles Taylor describes in his book, A Secular Age, something he describes as higher time, as opposed to linear or secular time. In the secular, linear time, things happen in a sequence, and the past always recedes like an expanding universe, and when something is past, well, it's past. Higher time, on the other hand, dramatizes cycles, like those represented in religious liturgical calendars or in the repeating nature of the year. And even though the modern world seems to do business completely in secular time, the alternate viewpoint persists and may even be the dominant theme inside our memory. Memory time is always higher time. Not only does memory retain a whole impression of experience, but it also blends, erases, and resequences pieces of the past, allowing the feasts of birth and death and love and disappointment to return, mellow or fester, winnowed to their core. So too with observation of the natural year, the repetition of the seasons within the mind mixes and combines the years, unifies them, reevaluates them, distortions as well as omissions, showing the selective power of emotion and insight over linear statistics. To withdraw from secular or linear time is to come home to a centered and edited self in which experiences are sifted and sorted, unified and made whole to return again. Like a book of days, the mind recollects choices and destinies, showing and combining in the radii of its vortex the higher shadows and auras of repeating suns. That, of course, could be a good thing or a bad thing. Given certain negative events in the past, we may welcome the distance and erasures, the forgetting that linear time can bring. But perhaps too in circular time, we can be forced to come to terms with what we wish to avoid, and then hopefully, in honesty, honor and absorb its place without allowing it to haunt us. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the transition week to late spring. In the meantime, try to let your mind accept circular time. Let it wander and filter and be at peace. If you are interested in following spring and early summer more closely, I have 4 new publications available now. A daybook for March, for April, for May, and for June. These books contain all my daily observations for those months between 1981 and 2017. You can find them on Amazon under my name, Bill Felker.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.